Wednesday, November 20th, was Transgender Day of Remembrance. It was founded in 1999 by Gwendolyn Ann Smith as a vigil to honor Rita Hester, a trans woman who was murdered in 1998. Since then, the day has grown to honor the lives lost to anti-transgender violence worldwide. People typically participate in the commemoration by organizing vigils where they read the names of those who have been killed. On Wednesday, America's Black Holocaust Museum in Milwaukee hosted a vigil, along with a panel discussion about issues of concern to transgender community members in the current political climate. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell has the story.
The lobby of America's Black Holocaust Museum was nearly full of people in seats and some standing for the Transgender Day of Remembrance event. It began with a video presentation featuring local trans people talking about their lived experiences and their advocacy. Yonte Turner, a Black trans man, appeared in the video. He previously worked at Diverse and Resilient, a nonprofit that works to achieve health equity and improve the safety and well-being of LGBTQ people. One thing Turner talked about was the difference in needs between Black trans people and white trans people.
We're talking about narratives of Black people that are like, I need to access HRT. Yeah, the Black people that we're talking about will never get HRT. We're not talking about ever having funds for medication. The same things that you're talking about, we're also meeting in our communities times 10. Like, you're not getting hormones. We have 10 other trans women that do sex work. Their survival is based on how much they pass, how much they have access to their hormones. We're not talking about the same not having access.
Turner said he wants to help improve people's mental safety, ensuring they have the resources and access to what they need to help themselves. After the video presentation, Robert Smith, the resident historian at the museum, introduced four panelists. Smith began with questions to get them comfortable. He asked about what brings them joy and how they take care of themselves. He also asked them to choose their favorite album to be the only one they could listen to for the rest of their lives. Panelist Janice Toy chose the Dreamgirls album. She's a Black transgender woman and the house mother at the House of History. A house is a group of people who look out for one another like family.
I guess when, you know, when you're younger and you were transitioning, the dream of being a woman, and then especially when they had, you know, Jennifer Holliday, she was the big girl in there, she was the star of the show, and I consider myself the star of the show, so.
But then Smith asked the panelists some tougher questions, like how they were feeling about Donald Trump being reelected. One of Trump's campaign promises included pushing for a federal law recognizing only two genders. Cameron Overton is a Black transgender man and a pastor at Zao MKE Church. He says from conversations he's had, it's clear that most trans people are dreadfully fearful.
People are literally talking about how to make it illegal to be trans. And I think that that's where, like, being Black and trans, being, you know, a person who might be, like, unhoused and trans, or whatever kind of intersections that you have, it's extra scary, right? Because ultimately, people are going to have to enforce those kind of things. And, like, what is that going to look like for us?
Other panelists shared Overton's concerns. Smith, the moderator, acknowledged that it is not the job of the panelists to teach the public how to support transgender people, but he did ask them what kind of support they'd like to see. Overton says he doesn't think people are ready to take the necessary action to make changes.
I don't think most of us know what it really is like to depend on someone else for your survival. And that is what is happening for most Black trans people in Milwaukee right now, before Trump is going to be the president again. Like, I don't want, like, proclamations at the city. I don't want a flag flying. I don't want, you know, things all over the place. I want, like, my people to be housed. I want my people to have food. I want my people to have what they need. And that's not happening now, and it hasn't been happening.
Another panelist, Monet Evans, mentioned that if law enforcement wants to improve its relationship with the Black LGBTQ plus community, officers need to hold their peers accountable for inappropriate interactions. Evans says due to some negative experiences trans people have with the police, they're less likely to report crime because they do not trust that law enforcement will help. House of History mother Janice Toy said all she wants is for people to treat her as they would want to be treated.
We could be best of friends if you just give me that opportunity. But some people, you know, they don't want to give you that opportunity because they're so busy looking at, oh, well, she's trans, this, she's that. Instead of trying to worry about what's between my legs, worry about what's up here and it's in my mind, what's in my heart, you know, because what's in the heart is going to reach the heart, you know, and if you take the time You can see that.
Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.